Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. I'm a fraud supervisor. How may I help you today, please?
Yes, hi. There was a charge on my credit card, and it comes from, it was supposed to be like a Dyson win a vacuum or something. You could win something. And I did go into it, and I was going to enter this contest. And then I said to myself, you know what, before I finalize this, let me call my daughter and see if this is for real. So I called her up. She goes, Mom, get out of it. It's not real. It made it look like it came from Costco or something. So I said, okay. So I just swiped out of it. I never went to the final window and authorized the sale. You know, when you put your information in and then you have to click a button to proceed with the charge or something. So I swiped out of the window. I never confirmed the sale.
Okay. Yes, and could you verify your first and last name, please?
My first name is Donna. My last name is Perry.
Thank you, ma'am. Is your address 278 North Railroad Avenue, Staten
Island? Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. And let's see what we have going on here for you. I do see it's telling me it's for the Bitum, which is the app that gives you those healthy recipes to eat better and to feel better. Yes, ma'am. I had no idea
about that. That's weird because I thought I was entering a contest to win something. And like I said, then I called my daughter. I was like, is this for real? She goes, no, Ma, it's not from Costco. Because they put up like it's Costco running the thing. And I sent her the emblem, you know, in the email that she goes, Ma, that's not Costco. Get out of it. She goes, it's a fraud. So I said, okay. And I just swiped out of it. I never went to the final window.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do see where it's someone was entering a sweepstakes to possibly win a Dyson vacuum cleaner, and this app came along with it with those easy to follow workouts for $49.89. It would be a monthly charge.
I never saw that part of the thing. I was entering to win a vacuum. I wasn't entering for apps for exercise and recipes. No, no, I wasn't.
Okay,
A fraudulent thing that they're doing, and that's not right.
Yes, ma'am. I do see where she has your account canceled to stop all future charges for you. And yes, ma'am, I do see the way this was created. I'm not able to refund the account.
Why?
Yes, ma'am. It doesn't allow refunds on this account. They don't do refunds the way this was created for us.
You know, this is really fraudulent. They don't allow refunds. They charged me, okay? I didn't give them permission. I never went to the final window. I remember this clearly. I never went to that final window where you have to hit a button to say, oh, I agree to this, or charge my account, place order, things like that. I never did that. I just swiped out of the window.
Yes,
so how can they charge me? You understand? How can they charge me when I didn't authorize it? I don't even have this app on my phone. I don't even know what it is. It's saying that I agreed to purchase an app with recipes and fitness and all this and that. Where's this app? I don't even have it.
Yes, ma'am. It would come through your email. Yes, ma'am. All the information would come through your email. But yes, ma'am, they don't allow me to issue a refund.
What is the name of this company?
Yes, ma'am. The name of the company is Bitum.
Spell that for me, please.
Yes, ma'am. It's all one word, no spaces. B as in boy, I as in igloo, T as in Tom, E as in Edward, S as in Sam, H as in Henry, U as in umbrella, B as in boy.
Do they have a contact phone number or something?
No, ma'am. We do take all their calls. I'm a third-party customer service supervisor, but yes, and we take all their calls.
Okay, who do I speak to get this removed off my card?
Okay, yes, and we wouldn't be able to issue a refund. It doesn't even give us that option.
So who do I speak to get me the refund?
I'm not sure if anyone could, ma'am.
How could they charge me for something I didn't place order? I didn't go to the final window. This is what I'm not understanding. How did that happen? I never hit place order. I never did.
Yes, ma'am, but you put your card information in and it took it?
Right. I put the card information. I said, wait, let me stop and let me call my daughter. Let me see what she says. Something sounds fishy here. So I said, Sabrina, something's not right. I'm answering a contest that came through a Costco, like it was from Costco. So she said, Ma, Costco's not going to send you that. So I was like, you know, I said, here's the Costco, you know, the little circle thing with the emblem in it. She goes, Ma, that's not Costco. She said, get out of it. I said, okay. So I never hit the final window. I just swiped up and got out of it. I never placed the order. This is what I'm trying to say. Because at the end, I said, something's not right here. And I called my daughter and I said, did you ever hear of this? You know, something like this. I said, it's starting to sound a little fishy that I'm entering this contest to win a vacuum and I have to put my information in. So I told her, she goes, no, it's not. Just get out of it. I just swiped out of the window. That was it.
Yes, ma'am. You know, I do apologize.
You know the window where you put your information in and then you have to hit a tab. Like I said, it says place order or something like that. I never did. I swiped out of it.
Yes, ma'am. Somehow it did go through. I'm not sure how. I just see it did go through automatically, I guess. But I'm not able to issue a refund the way the order was created. We're not able to refund it. I'm sorry.
Okay, how was the order created that you can't refund it? I'm not understanding.
Yes, ma'am. The way it's called, we call it 3D. And when an order is created in something we call 3D here, we're not able to refund it.
And what is the name of the company I'm speaking to you right now?
Yes, ma'am. I'm a third-party customer service representative. I work at a call center here in Alabama.
Yeah, I understand that.
What's the name of the company?
Reason, yeah.
We don't give out our company's name, our call center's name, ma'am. I'm sorry.
So when I call the Better Business Bureau, who do I report you to? You know, what's the name? I need information in order to call the Better Business Bureau and the Attorney General's office. I need to tell them who I'm dealing with.
Yes, ma'am. That's all I needed to know. Better Business Bureau and Attorney General's office. I can definitely refund you that $49.89. It looks like you were charged $49.89 twice. Is that correct?
It may be. I haven't gotten my final bill yet for my credit card. I only saw the one charge on there, but I'm waiting. It's the last, so there may be another one coming on the next bill because it was like the last charge.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I do see you were charged on December 13th. $49.89, and then January 12th, $49.89. So I went ahead and refunded those two charges for you. There's no more charges whatsoever. There's not going to be any more charges. Your two refunds of $49.89 twice will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days, ma'am. And I have a confirmation number for your refunds if you would like to write it down, please.
I'm all ready for you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. C as in Charlie, 92-02-54-93-0.
Perfect.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for allowing me to help you today. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I appreciate you clearing this up for me. Thank you.
Most definitely, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day, ma'am.
You too. Oh, what is your name?
Crystal.
Crystal, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.